in this story, the Lord says to us that we need to choose whether we are on the Lord's side or on the evil spirit's side. We have to choose. Listen what the Lord says. Hear the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Luke, part of chapter 11. And he was casting out a demon, and it was mute. And it came to pass, when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds marveled. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebub, the prince of the demons." And others, tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falls. And if Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I by the finger of God cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has suddenly come to you. When the strong one, armed, keeps his courtyard, the things belonging to him are in peace. But when a stronger than he comes and overcomes him, he takes away from him all his armor in which he trusted and distributes his spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters." And in the word of the Lord's second coming, the Lord says that good and evil are opposites. Hear what he says in Divine Providence, number 233. "It may be seen by the rational man without explanation that evil, with its falsity, cannot exist in man's interiors and at the same time good with its truth. For evil is the opposite of good, and good is the opposite of evil, and two opposites cannot exist together. Moreover, there is in all evil an inherent hatred of good, and there is in all good an inherent love of protecting itself against evil and removing it from itself. Therefore, it follows that one cannot be together with the other. If they were together, there would arise first conflict and combat, and then destruction. As the Lord also teaches in these words, 'Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters.' And in another place, 'No one can at the same time serve two lords, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other.' Two opposites cannot exist together in one substance or form without its being torn apart and destroyed. If one should advance and draw near to the other, they would certainly keep themselves apart like two enemies, one of whom would retire within his camp or fortifications, and the other would remain outside. This happens with the evil and the good in a hypocrite. He harbors both, but the evil is inside and the good is outside, and thus the two are separate and are not mingled. From this it is now clear that evil with its falsity and good with its truth cannot exist together." Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.